reintroduce a guest who's been on the show before, Karen Throsby. I spoke to her last year after she'd completed a swim across the English Channel, something she simply decided to do on a whim, as you do. What shall I do? I know, I'll go and swim the English Channel. But she hasn't stopped there. She's just back from her latest ocean-going swim, the Catalina Channel Swim in California. Rumour has it, it even involves swimming with the sharks. She joins me in the studio, bonkers as usual. In the nicest possible way. Just remind us when you swam the English Channel, what swayed you to do that?
It was really, I'd got into open water swimming on a smaller scale, and then I'd met some people who'd done the English Channel, and they sort of said, oh, you should try. And yeah. So you know how you do, you sort of think, oh, okay then.
And
one thing led to another, and sort of 2 years later I swam the English Channel. Yeah. So that was September last year.
How much training did that involve?
It's quite a lot. And I trained over two swimming seasons and was doing, you know, quite a sort of every weekend doing quite long swims, and you just have to be consistent about it.
But there's one thing to train in a pool, which is quite warm and clean. It's another thing to swim in the cold and sometimes, interestingly, polluted at times.
Yeah, the water quality issue has never really been a huge problem,
been a problem
in the places
that
I swim. I mean, I do most of my sea swimming in Dover, which is not... It's not luxuriously clean and beautiful, but it does the job. It's fine to swim in, and it's excellent training.
Yeah. Okay. So since then, you've carried on doing long swims, which brings us to this year and to the United States.
Yes.
The Catalina Channel Swim. I have to say, to my shame, I've never heard of this swim before.
No. I mean, most people haven't. It's not a very well known swim.
What is it?
It's from Santa Catalina Island to the mainland, which is at you land at Long Beach, which is just south of LA.
Right. And how long is it?
It's 21 miles. It's about the same as the English Channel.
Yeah. And what's the water like there?
It's a little bit warmer than the English Channel. It's probably about... The channel is probably sort of 16 to 18 degrees, and this is sort of 18, 19, 20 degrees.
Just a matter of a few degrees.
But that makes a huge difference as a swimmer.
Huge
difference as a swimmer, yeah.
Yeah, so it's easier.
It's much more comfortable, and then the temperature drops off just off the mainland coast. There's a big trench, and it's a bit. It drops down to about English Channel temperatures for the last 3 or 4 miles.
It's got a long history, this swim. I think goes back to the 1920s.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, and about just over 200 people have done it, but there's far more people doing it now.
Yes.
But it has got a long history, and the Federation has quite a long history.
But presumably, I mean, until you flew out there, until you got to have a look at it and sort of, you know, I don't know, did you test it out, you had no idea what you were letting yourself in for.
Not really. I'd read lots of other accounts. I'd spoken to a lot of people who've done it and got advice from them. And I spent a week before the swim in Santa Barbara with some friends and went swimming in the ocean there to sort of... get a feel for the temperature and so on. But obviously it's a stretch of water that I wasn't familiar with, and so you just have to go on what you've learned and just hope that your training will do be enough to help you cope.
Clean water. You see, I'm not that one to stand, so I'm obsessed with clean water, but there's nothing worse than swimming in mucky water.
Oh,
really.
No, the water's beautiful.
Is it?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not terribly clear. Mm-hmm. But it's really nice. It's really nice water.
But this was a long swim, 21 miles.
Yes.
How long did it take you?
14 hours and 11 minutes.
How do you cope for 14 hours in the water?
I know it's hard to imagine if you don't do that kind of swimming, but it's very soothing. It's very comforting. And after a while, you kind of hit a zone where the time just flies.
No.
And you feed every half hour, and after a while, it's like, what, really, already? And it's amazing. There's whole stretches of time just kind of go in this very soothing space.
You get into a rhythm.
So you get into you get into a zone, you've got all this kind of sound. It's quite musical swimming, just the regularity of it.
And it's crawl that you do?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't do breaststroke. Do people do it with breaststroke?
People do. It's very hard to do a breaststroke marathon swim. It's very hard on the body. Crawl is actually, once you get
into
the technique right, it's very kind to the body.
Yeah. So, any hazards along the way?
Well, I mean, the thing that I was really worried about, is that there are sharks in the water there. Mm. And there's not many, and there's really no history of swimmers.
It only takes one person to say, there are sharks in that water, you know?
And I think for an English person who's not used to anything being in the water, it's quite frightening. And I was quite worried about that, to be honest. But to be honest, once you're in, and getting in was very difficult. Because it's dark, it's the middle of the night,
Why would you do it in the middle of the night?
It's so that you finish really before mid-afternoon, because that's when the wind gets up.
Okay.
So it makes the swim easier.
So you're not only swimming in strange waters that possibly maybe be shark infested, you're doing it in the dark.
Yes.
So you've got a pilot boat with you.
So you've got a boat with you and a kayak.
Yeah.
And so it's very, you're very kind of protected. There's a lot of people looking
after
your safety.
And they're guarding you which way to go.
Yeah, you just follow them.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do any work in that. You just swim. Yeah. That's all you have to do. And once you're in and swimming, it's just swimming, and the wildlife issue is, it wasn't, I was worried that it would be right at the sort of forefront of my mind, and it really wasn't.
So you saw sun come up as you were...
Yes, so we had it was very foggy, actually, so we didn't get like a beautiful dawn, but the light comes up, and that's really, psychologically, is very good.
Yeah.
Because that's also when you're about halfway as well,
yeah.
So you kind of think, oh, now we're kind of going.
And presumably you've got to take food and drink breaks along the way, because you must be burning up calories like nobody's business.
So you just pull up along, it's the same as the English Channel, you sort of go alongside the boat.
You're not allowed to touch the boat,
you're not allowed to touch anything except the bottle, and they lower a bottle down on a rope, and you drink, as it's a sports drink, a sugar drink.
Yeah.
And then they just wind the bottle back up.
I see. So you don't actually eat any solids?
I had some jelly babies.
Okay.
I don't like to eat that much when I'm swimming.
While you're swimming. So what was the feeling when you staggered out the other... Well, I don't know, maybe you didn't. You probably romped out, knowing you.
I didn't romp. I stumbled out in a very inelegant manner. The beach is a very difficult one to land on, because it's got quite big rocks.
Yeah.
But, and so you can't walk up. And so I ended up crawling very inelegantly on my hands and knees.
I did that at the weekend, trying to get out of the sea in Dorset. It was a very deep shelf, and I had to crawl out.
It's not pretty, but
while you were there, you did some other swims as well.
I did. I was lucky. I spent about a month in California after the swim, and I went to San Francisco and did two swims there. One called the Bridge to Bridge, where you swim from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Bay Bridge, which is a lovely swim, because you swim right along the, you see the city from the sea, which is lovely. Yeah. And I did Alcatraz as well, which is where you swim from the prison to the shore.
Yeah. And did you see any sharks?
No. Well, yes, but not nasty ones. I was in San Diego in La Jolla for a couple of weeks, and there's an amazing swimming bay there where there is a lot of wildlife. And so we saw, bat rays and these amazing fish, and there's quite a lot of leopard sharks. There's a leopard shark nursery in one part of it. And so we would just swim. I was just taken over to see them. And it just changed the way you think about those things. It made me much calmer about what's in the sea, and it's their territory, and you're visiting, and it's lovely.
14 hours and 11 minutes. Let's not forget the 11 minutes swimming. What is it that drives you on while you're doing that? It's a long time.
While you're doing it, you've got a certain number of things to think about in terms of just making sure you're swimming well, and you just break it down into little chunks. So you swim from feed to feed.
Yeah.
And so you tend to have low patches. Everybody, you'll have a dip where you think, oh, this is awful. I can't finish this. I want to get
ridiculous.
Out. I could be on the boat and wrapped up in a duvet in sort of 10 minutes. But then you just think, well, I'm just going to swim to the next feed. That's all I have to do.
Yeah.
And then usually in about half an hour, you feel better again.
It's really got you, this swimming thing.
It really has.
If somebody had said that, a few years ago that you'd be doing this, what would you have said?
I would not have believed it. But now that I've kind of got into it, it really is an enormous amount of fun.
Yeah. Next one?
The next one, I'm not...
See, I knew there would be one.
I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm having a year off to just do some other things.
Yeah.
And so my partner and I could actually go on holiday without it involving him sitting on a boat for a long time. the year after, I'm thinking about maybe doing Round Manhattan. But it's a very difficult swim to get into, so I'm sure, and I have booked another channel swim.
I was just going to say, would you like to swim the channel again?
I would like to do it again, just to see what it's like on a different day.
Yeah. Have many women swum the channel more than once? Because it can't be that many women that have swum the channel.
About a third of all the successful swims are by women.
Yeah.
So it's quite well populated by women, actually. There's a reasonable number of people who swum it more than once. It's not uncommon.
Well, I think it's a remarkable achievement in whichever way you look at it. There's one who can do breaststroke. I now feel I should go away and learn to do front crawl.
swimming, it doesn't matter what you do or where you do it. It's always fun.
Karen, lovely to speak with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today's News, the chairman of the West Midlands.